A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord of hosts to Shebnah, the master of the palace. I dismiss you from your office. I remove you from your post. And the same day I call on my servant, Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I invest him with your robe, gird him with your sash, entrust him with your authority, and he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. I place the key of the house of David on his shoulder. Should he open, no one shall close. Should he close, no one shall open. I drive him like a peg into a firm place. He will become a throne of glory for his father's house. The word of the Lord.
Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have the words of my mouth. Before the angels I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hand. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called you, you increased the strength of my soul. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly and the haughty. He knows from afar. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. All that exists comes from him. All is by him and for him. How rich are the depths of God, how deep his wisdom and knowledge, and how impossible to penetrate his motives or understand his methods. Who could ever know the mind of the Lord? Who could ever be his counselor? Who could ever give him anything or lend him anything? All that exists comes from him. All is by him and for him. To him be glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he put his questions to his disciples. Who do you say the Son of Man is? And they said, some say he is John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But you, he said, who do you say I am? Then Simon Peter spoke up. "You are the Christ," he said, "the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Simon, son of Jonah, you are a happy man, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. So I now say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the underworld can never hold out against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven." Then he gave the disciples strict orders not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord.
In today's Gospel, Jesus challenges us to know him personally as he makes an exclusive and a loving claim upon each one of us. He invites us to discover him, to serve him and to love him as Lord. And he wants from each one of us our total and a single-hearted response. Jesus takes his disciple to Caesarea Philippi in the Gospel of today and gives them instructions about his identity. Caesarea Philippi is a city 25 miles away from northeast of the Sea of Galilee. Where does the name Caesarea Philippi come from? It comes from two names. Caesarea. The name Caesarea comes from Caesar, Roman Emperor Caesar. And the name Philippi comes from the name Philip. So the city Caesarea Philippi was founded by the king Philip, son of Herod the Great. He founded the city to perpetuate his memory and to honor the emperor Caesar, Roman Emperor Caesar. That is why when he rebuilt the city, he renamed it as Caesarea Philippi to honor the Roman Empire. That is why the name Caesarea Philippi. The city was a great pilgrimage center for pagans because it held temples for the Syrian gods Baal and Pan, the Roman god Zeus, and a marble temple for the emperor Caesar. It was a city of imperial cult, a city of pagan worship. And this city was also famous for religious persecutions. Since it was a city of imperial cult, when the Jews and the Christians refused to worship the emperor, they were brutally killed, persecuted. So the name Caesarea Philippi was a nightmare for the Christians and Jews because they were brutally killed by the Roman empires. And it makes perfect sense that Jesus chose the very city that bears the name of Caesar, the self-proclaimed God, as the venue of the declaration of faith that Jesus is the Lord, Jesus is the Christ. And Jesus began asking his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" The reaction of the people about him, or how they were interpreting his presence, teaching, and his works. Their responses show various perceptions of Jesus. Some say John the Baptist, Elijah, or Jeremiah. But then Jesus directs the question directly to them about their personal understanding of Jesus. Who do you say that I am? Because they had lived with him, listened to his teaching, seen his miracles, and had become part of his life. And now he wanted to know how much they had understood him. Who do you say that I am? By this, Jesus is asking, what does my life and presence mean to your life? What is your understanding of my mission? Peter, the leader of the group, without any hesitation, gave a clear and a precise confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of living God. So today's question to us is, what does Jesus mean to you? Who do I think Jesus is? A founder of a religion, one of the great teachers, or Son of God, or my personal savior? Is Jesus a living experience for me, walking with me, loving me, forgiving me, helping me and transforming my life and outlook? What difference does Jesus make in my life? There may be people who have never asked this question in their life, even after living 60, 70 years of life. There may be people who have never found an answer yet. We may have many answers. What we were taught from the catechism classes, or from by reading books, we get answers, or what we heard from our parents, teachers. These answers are answers of the flesh and blood. Peter said the answer, the answer from the heaven, the heavenly revelation, that is, Jesus is our Lord and Savior. So that is the answer Jesus expects from us, from our experience. What is Jesus to me or to us? Especially in the time of trials, in the time of sickness, when things do not come on our way, when we have no control of things in our life, what does Jesus mean to me or to us? Still, are we able to see him as our Savior, as our Lord? It is our response to our Lord's question that will determine the nature of our relationship with Jesus. For example, if I say Jesus is my master, then I should become his disciple. If I say Jesus is someone, then I should say who I am. If I say Jesus is a master, I should become his disciple. Or if I say Jesus is my goal in my life, then my life should be a pilgrimage to reach that goal. We are gathered here today in the name of Jesus. We are here to celebrate the death and resurrection of Christ, the Messiah, our Lord and personal Savior, in this Eucharistic celebration in which we encounter directly the living God. Without this realization, everything we do at this sacred altar is of no worth in our life. as we prepare to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, to receive His most sacred body and blood, take a moment to answer the question of our Lord, "Who do you say that I am?" If you believe that He is the Christ, the Son of living God, then may your life reflect this truth always.